Creator, thank you for the best conditions that you, like always, give us for our spiritual progress. We thank you that the prayer of the friends awakened us and led us to this holy place. Help us unite in one request to you for the correction of our soul. Unite us in one heart with threads of connection that will grow stronger and multiply through all our requests to you. Merciful Creator, enable us to receive all that you give with faith above reason, and reward all of our brothers with the quality of bestowal. Grant our friends to be joyful all day through their connection with you in Arvut and caring for each other and praying for the correction of the entire world in order to bring you contentment through our efforts. Living between opposites.
Yes, this is a great study, living between opposites, because we already talked about it more than once, that the created being cannot be like the Creator, only consisting of a single quality, bestow, love, giving, but rather only of something and its opposite. Because he doesn't feel one thing. We always feel something which is opposite something else. And therefore, there is no light without darkness, and there's no bad without good, etc., etc., in all kinds of different manners, in all of our emotions, in all of our qualities, in all of our senses, in everything that we are. And so we need to understand only that there is room for everything, for the thing and for its opposite, and specifically through the oppositeness between them, we get a feeling, and this is how we advance towards the revelation of who we are and where we are, and what is this corporeal world, and later on when we reach the feeling of the spiritual world, then in that too we already discover in the form of something and its opposite, we discover these two things as the advantage of light out of darkness, only out of darkness, that the greater the light the darkness is, the light will be revealed as even greater. One on top of the other. The Lord has created one opposite the other. And therefore, our whole study is in that we exist between the two ends, and we know how to connect these two ends together into a single goal, a single origin, where these opposite forms came from. From there is none else besides him. And we also attribute to him everything that is happening. Everything comes from the Creator and everything returns to the Creator. And our role is only to connect all of these things together. And therefore, a person must not be connected only to a single direction, because he simply loses there his qualities, his forms, his awareness, his understanding, his feeling, but rather everything is only in the form of the correct connection between bad and good, light and darkness, right and left, etc., etc. And this is how it is with all the discernments that we get. We should always search for something which is the opposite, and then in the connection between the two of them, we find the truth, the Creator, who is the source of the
duty. What holds together the thing and its opposite?
The Creator, who is the source of both this and that. To begin with, he tells us, I created the evil inclination.
So the order of the work is first to locate the matter, and then its opposite, and then the Creator?
It depends on what state the person is in to begin with, because you're saying the order of the work. So with respect to whom? With respect to the person. So the person is in all kinds of states. So if he was completely balanced in the zero, then of course, then he can decide with each and everything. But to begin with, he himself is in a certain state which is unknown to him. And therefore, we first of all need to reset zero ourselves with the society, with the Creator. And out of that, we already begin somehow to build our relation to creation and how to advance. So you start with something, Rav, with whatever you have.
So he doesn't know what the state is yet. How does he reach the opposite?
It all comes through us zeroing, resetting ourselves.
What is this reset?
This reset means that a person gets up and wakes up and he needs to decide how to relate to the Creator, because he's the source of both the bad and the good. And therefore, what does it say, for example, that we need to do to think about the upper force, the fact that he created me, that I bless him for the fact that I exist, and I bless him for the fact that I remember that I exist for a certain purpose. And I bless him for the fact that he created within me all kinds of qualities. And through these qualities, I can attain creation, and I can attain the Creator as the center, as the source of creation. And through creation, I can reach or come closer to Him, to the Creator, until I reach adhesion with Him. And in this way, bit by bit, I reset myself. I calibrate myself. I feel that I am already reset. Following that, I begin my day. My scrutinies, my other scrutinies, but it's after I, in such a way, connect myself with the source.
And after a person directs himself to the source, you know, at least he's aiming there purposefully, where they begin the work of the matter and its opposite.
The work begins with me being able to read any materials that we read later on, to study, understand, talk about it, and it will all already be connected to the source. But this comes to me through the Kabbalists, from the Creator, and these materials, this already comes in order to expand my vessels of perception between the friends and to the Creator. This is how I begin the day, and I
You were talking about a very interesting part. Our role is, let's say, to connect all opposites together and to search from these opposites in our group every time again, to search these opposites and to bind them together, one atop the other.
Ken.
These opposites.
Yes, the Creator gives us all kinds of forms for and against, and we need to connect all of these things that come to us, first of all to Him, to the Creator, that it comes from Him. He's the source of everything, of the bad and also of the good. And to begin with, the Creator says, I created the evil inclination. And we need to accept that in a nice, good way. And it is written that a person should bless over the bad as over the good. That if you receive not with balance whatever you receive in life, then you have a problem. You have a problem. It means that you relate to the Creator as the source of good in your life, and you don't want to relate to Him so much as the source of the bad. That's not good. But rather, we have to bless over the bad as over the good. And then in such a way, you are connecting yourself precisely to the Creator. This is why Kabbalists are very cautious about looking at the world always as it comes from the upper force and it is connected to them, it reaches them, so that with their correct attitude or whatever comes to them, they can return to that upper force. That everything that is revealed to us in life is revealed only in order to bring me closer to the Creator, if I will use it correctly, meaning I will attribute it to the Creator, and I will relate to Him in such a way, so that I will bless over the bad as over the good. If I arrange myself according to my qualities in such a way, then I already correct myself, and I will have no bad feeling in the Creator's world where I exist, that I'm entirely under His control.
And
then the person sees that whatever he has to bless the Creator for the good things that he gets from the Creator, this is called chassadim, mercy, the light of chassadim, a weak light, but it gives adhesion with the Creator, like the little ones who cling to their parents. Whereas if a person can even bless the Creator also for the bad things, then he's already working with the vessels of reception in order to bestow. And then he discovers a strong force in his connection with the Creator. It's worthwhile to think about that. And then you will ask, there is what to learn from that. But this is truly the key for our advancement, our spiritual advancement, especially at our time when we have now entered more advanced stages. And with the help of the events that we're now going through. So I'm happy that I can teach you all of these stages, specifically because the bad is revealed and we have to invert it to good. And upon it, we will truly work with a great leap towards the Creator.
These opposing things is our work?
The awareness that we are in all of these opposite things, that they come from the Creator, from the bad, good side and also from the bad side, and we bless, as it is written, on the good side and also on the bad side, this is our work. Towards the Creator is no bad and good, only towards the created beings, because they have a will to receive. As much as I can bless the Creator and relate to Him in the same emotion, in the same heart, both over the good and also over the bad, which I feel, this only means how much I elevate myself above my egoistic desire, so that there is no difference for me between the good and the bad, so long as I realize that
I'd like to ask, how do we reach the corrected state?
By the Creator putting you in the corrupted side, the broken side, and you feel that you are in the corrupted side, and then you understand that the state comes from the Creator, and therefore your whole purpose is to bless him for the bed where you are with respect to your will to receive, and by that you correct yourself. In that same will to receive, you can bring it to the Creator to reach adhesion with him. This is how you correct yourself. You cannot reach the Creator if you don't feel yourself that you are corrupted, and you must have correction, and your correction is that you now will be in adhesion with him. It's important that with all the things that you get, you can tie them, one, to the Creator, and that it comes to you with whatever you feel for your benefit, for your benefit. This is why he sends this to you. And you can remember Job and all of these stories from the Bible that happened to everyone, to King David, who was always there for 40 years. He was fighting and running, etc. There's a lot about that, meaning all those whom the Creator loves, he reproaches. The Creator pressures and strikes from all sides those that he wants to advance, because we have to be taken from the worst state, the egoistic state, to the best possible state, the altruistic state of the Creator. And therefore, this whole path is actually all composed of learning what is bad and what
is good.
If one has at least even in something recognition of evil, but he can't yet justify the Creator, there is a gap. He doesn't attain the good yet, the opposite, the flip.
He should be incorporated with the group. Talk to the friends. Ask them. He should dilute his bed among everyone in such a way. And then he will receive from everyone support, and he will be able to overcome. And
you heard.
A
person should realize that the Creator awakens him through all kinds of things. The degrees of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, and the person has only one thing to grow stronger, which is through the society to connect with the Creator. That's it. It's a simple thing. Don't scatter into 1,001 other means, but through the society to the Creator. You can take the books and study. You can take the prayer book or Psalms and pray. But the strongest thing that should influence you is the friends in the most direct and positive manner. Whereas from the books, if you will start to read them, then by that you can enter greater weakness and depression, even from our good books, because there it speaks about high degrees, etc. Whereas from the society, you get support. And this is why this is what I recommend. First of all, immediately enter a connection with the friends. You can talk with them, you can tell them everything, and they should understand you, and then through the mutual support, you will emerge to a great light, because it all comes in order to elevate us.
What can we do with the pain
What can we do with the pain that is formed when we try to justify the Creator on the evil, and we feel that we have no power to do so?
This is the matter of a lack of an environment. A person depends on the environment. He should connect with the environment and receive support from the environment. Alone, he will not be able to succeed. And this is what's missing. And therefore, we need to constantly strengthen and strengthen and strengthen the environment, that it should help each and every one of us to stay on the path and in a more precise direction until we truly begin to discover the Creator. And there, the disturbances will be different ones. Also disturbances. We always advance upon disturbances.
No.
Yes, go ahead.
From PT 36, why to make use?
We don't shift to the vessels of reception. We don't already have Nine Sefirot and Malchut. We're scrutinizing the disturbances along the path in order to advance to the Creator. He sends us all kinds of disturbances. It all comes only from Him. As He created the will to receive, so He's constantly feeding the will to receive with all kinds of things which we feel as for or against, and we through that need to get closer to Him more and more. How do I know that I'm coming closer to the Creator? Only according to how much we have a stronger and stronger inner connection in our environment. There is nothing more beneficial than disturbances that pressure us and obligate us to tighten our environment more and more until we feel ourselves as though we are truly inside a shell, like a nut. Together.
From Spain too? Said beforehand to incorporate with the group, to speak with the friends, to ask them to mix, to mingle his evil along with the friends. So how do we do this in the tent?
If you tell them about it, even as we do in our daily life, if a person feels bad and he tells everyone, then it becomes easier for him. This is considered that he's spreading his bad between other vessels.
Last question from Italy 4. Why do we need to relate to the good and evil in a neutral manner?
Neutral, I would say, to bless over the bad as you bless over the good. It's not neutral. But in truth, we advance actually through the bed, through stings, blows, all kinds of things that come and seemingly hinder us. This is why it says, all whom the Creator loves, He reproaches. What does that mean? That the Creator gives blows to the ones that...
Article 484 from Rabash, he whom the Lord loves, He admonishes. He whom the Lord loves, He admonishes. That is, the Creator sends suffering to those He loves, meaning that they will suffer, that they are not walking in the path of the Creator. Conversely, one who does not feel any suffering at not walking on the path of the Creator never received any counsels how to be saved from it.
This means that we should also know how to respond as much as possible, more correctly, openly, emotionally to what we receive, because we get all of these things from the Creator. Even though I get it for all kinds of people, nevertheless, I get it from the Creator through them. So I need to relate to each and everything according to the right measure of measurement. How do I advance through this to the goal? This is how I accept all of these things that come down on me from the right, from the left. It doesn't matter how. they're advancing me to the goal. Can I use them in order to advance to the goal? Then I accept it and I bless over.
בוקר טוב רב, יש הבדל בין יסורים גשמיים
לישראל. Is there a difference between corporeal suffering and suffering from this that we're not walking the path of the Creator?
No, it all depends only on how much we are able to explain them in a corporeal, material way, but actually we exist in the Creator and there is nothing that is corporeal. This world also does not exist, but rather there is some kind of an area in our feeling that this is what we call what we feel. We call it this world. But in truth, everything is just spirit and upper light.
So Rav, if I'm strong with the suffering, I have to look for how to turn it into spiritual suffering?
Let's say, the most important thing is adhesion. Let me tell you that. Through the adhesion, if you are in the right environment, then the Creator begins to advance you towards Him more. Because you are ready to receive from Him all kinds of responses, and you already have a place to process them and how to advance toward Him. But this is on the condition that you've arranged for yourself a connection with the friends.
Доброго утра, Раф. Поясните, пожалуйста, что такое разбавить свое зло?
Good morning, Raf. Can you explain, please, what does it mean to dilute my evil in the ten? It's not clear.
Come closer to the friends as much as possible with all your heart and soul. Then you will see what it is.
Can give gratitude both for the good and evil.
When he directs himself to the Creator and he understands that everything comes from the Creator, and especially, and the bad things also, especially, if you can say that, then he blesses the Creator for the bad as well as for the good, because it's not important for him. What is important for him is to get closer. This is why this is how he accepts it. And in truth, we advance through the bad and come closer much more so than the good. Because it awakens us more for the time being. Later on, when we will be in order to bestow, then we will shift in Lishma already to a different attitude where it will be important for us to feel the good which we will transform to be in order to bestow, so that receiving good from the Creator will be very difficult. You have to place screens, great screens on top of it, so that you receive it not for yourself, but in order to bestow. When we reach that, we will work on.
Rav, in terms of Hebrew, reproaching, I mean, what is that? Punishment, direction. I don't understand this.
That he will teach. The Creator teaches a person. What does it mean to love from both sides, from the bad side and also from the good side?
Rav,
you said that in difficult states, it is manifested in a more conspicuous manner in order to change our attitude towards bestowal. But if we already have a habit that towards such a habit towards everything that is revealed, then I guess we no longer distinguish between the bad and the good.
No, you can't just erase everything and say everything comes from the Creator. Where do you see that? Where do you feel that? You can't just say it like so. You need to feel it throughout all your desires that all this is good because it comes from the Creator.
So on the way, because it comes from the Creator, you need to reveal the Creator. And then, it doesn't matter what you receive from Him, yes? You receive it, you accept it as good. Why? Not because you feel that it's good, rather because it comes from the Creator.
Kiev 1.
We say that we should be grateful for the bad and also for the good. How should we express our gratitude for the bad?
And it's not important to you what manner you receive the attitude of the Creator towards you. The main thing that it comes from Him, and thus it is good. And however you feel is, you know, however you feel good or bad, is according to the correction of your vessels. And so you make an effort to correct your vessels in order that they will all be on the intention to bestow. And then you will praise the Creator, bless the Creator, feel His attitude towards you as good in all that will happen.
Where do I begin? Let's say I got a blow, I felt it. It was very painful what I felt. How do I start now? Thank you very much, dear Creator.
Think you will think, especially what we're learning now from these excerpts, think how you need to scrutinize each and everything in your life. That it all comes from the Creator through all sorts of people. And these people are just passing on the attitude, the relation of the Creator towards you. And the attitude of the Creator is surely good. And when it comes clothed in the attitude of other people towards you, then you need to accept these things specifically as good, that they will come in order that you will change and feel the Creator through them. It comes from Him. And not that they're standing in the way and you want to kill them, to banish them. Rather, you want to connect through them to the Creator, that they will turn to be your connection with the Creator.
Thank you, dear Rav. If I heard correctly, you said that out of the qualities that the Creator gave me, I calibrate myself until I feel truly at a state of zero. What does that mean?
This is called that I want to make the effort to accept everything that I feel, that it comes directly from the Creator. And this that it comes through people and in an unpleasant way, it's in order that I shall change my vessels, in order that between me and the Creator there shall be no system that corrupts His attitude of, as the good that does good towards me. So, in order to neutralize this border between me and Him that brings all His attitude of good towards me as the opposite from good, it all depends on me.
Moscow 6. Доброе утро.
Good morning. How can I help the friends justify whatever is happening to them?
You strengthen them and tell them the same words that I'm telling you now. That's it. That there is no bad in the world at all. At all, there is no bad in the world. We are all inside the Creator, the good. And our entire goal, yes, the bad, what He reveals, because as He said, I've created the evil inclination. That evil we need to invert to good. and then we will be ready, privileged with the revelation of the true good, the infinite good, which is the good of the end of correction.
To cope with it?
Yes, I've already spoken about this a few days, that we're entering a new connection with the Creator, a new degree, and thus all this attitude that we are revealing, also it's awakening all our haters, that the Creator is awakening them in an opposite manner, because everything that we are rising, the degrees towards revelation of the Creator, towards connection with Him, then everything good must be weighed towards something bad. You know, right, left, left, right. And thus, we need in these things that are revealed today to see specifically the entrance to something good.
Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Рав, товарищи. Рав, есть ли точка отчаяния в эту цепочку?
Hello, Rav and friends. Is there a point
от Творца и благодарности?
Can?
Where we feel gratitude?
Yes, we need to connect to the Creator in this manner, and each time to strengthen our connection with Him. And that is our work. Truly so. That's all we're doing in the manner in the opposite.
Quote number one, Shamari 34. It is known that nothing appears in its true form, only through its opposite, as the advantage of light from out of darkness. This means that everything points to another, and by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. Hence, it is impossible to attain something in complete clarity if its parallel is absent. For example, it is possible to estimate and say that something is good if its opposite, pointing to the bad, is missing. It is the same with bitter and sweet, love and hate, hunger and satiation, thirst and saturation, separation and adhesion. It turns out that it is impossible to come to true adhesion prior to acquiring the hate of separation.
Meaning that we need to scrutinize all the forms of separation and to attain hate for the separation. Not for the actual thing that's revealed, but rather in this that he disconnects me from the group and the Creator. Because I have no evil in this whole life, rather what disconnects me from the Creator. And so until I reach this hate for separation, the true hate, and what exactly I hate, why I hate, if it separates between me and the Creator, then this I hate. But, if I feel that what awakens me today, that comes to me hate from all sorts of other things, and that they specifically are aiming me and getting me nearer the Creator, then I need to love them. This is really the matter that ultimately we reach the general absolute love, that there is no evil in the world. Rather, all the things that were awakening us against the connection with the Creator, that they would fall upon us with worries and problems and troubles and curses and putting us down and so on. Ultimately, they advanced us to connection with the Creator. And thus, all the evil that to begin with, in some manner, we would feel towards us. Let's say that we would feel towards them some bad, some hate, some repulsion, it all turns to good. And thus there is no evil in the world. Suddenly I begin to reveal that all these bad, all these evil things, they're not evil. They are actually bringing us closer to good. We'll learn this more on our very flesh. That's the correct study. And Kabbalists write about this very much because towards us.
How does a Kabbalist relate to a state where he's being slandered in the eyes of the public?
In a hug towards those who put a stand.
Not hurt by it?
Entirely not. First of all, we don't ascribe it to ourselves. We don't ascribe it to ourselves. The Creator, let's say, created me in all sorts of manners. I then arranged everything such that I did whatever I did and didn't do whatever I didn't do. I looked at this like this as friends and like this and that. It's all, everything, until this moment, wasn't in my power. And that's how it was, from there is none else besides him. And now that it is revealed, also there continues to be revealed from him. Where is the I, where is the self here? I'm only what needs to agree with everything that passes over me, to be in adhesion.
It doesn't weaken him when they show him his weaknesses. I don't know, doesn't it lower him or?
Go to the artist who made me. It doesn't weaken me. Because everything that happened till now is what needed to happen. Otherwise, you don't accept the providence as coming from the whole source.
And besides to embrace it, there is nothing else. You simply embrace that situation, that's it?
The truth is, yes. I have no hate for anything and nobody. I don't feel that there is anybody to hate here. You don't feel it on myself?
On you I do, but I want to be like you. So whom does the Lord love? He says, those whom the Creator loves. Who does he love?
Whomever the Creator loves, he sends all sorts of troubles and problems in order that the person will connect them to him and adhere to the Creator even more.
How can I make him love me and take me into consideration?
On whatever you receive from him in each moment, make the effort to be in adhesion, that it comes from the Creator, and that it's good, and you need just all the time to understand that whatever comes to you, it comes from him, and so on.
That's question, Rav. What is the new spiritual degree that we've entered?
We begin to learn how to advance to the Creator, also upon what He sends us, the bad things, just like the good things. This is already, it's like we teach kids. First of all, we give them only sweet and good and warm, not too hot, not too cold. We measure everything precisely, exactly, right? Because he doesn't have yet senses. The more senses he begins to have, we then begin even to awaken him to enlarge the senses, to develop them. So a bit warmer, a bit colder, a bit like this, and a bit like that. And he's taught, this pokes you, and this does that, and this does this. You really need like this and everything. That's how we're taught. And now we're entering the study of the good against the bad, which is already coming in nearer to the recognition of the Creator in a more revealed manner.
There is a state which is revealed, and there is the concern or the fear of a continuation of that state, that this state will deteriorate. What does it testify to? Lack of faith, lack of connection? What do we do with it?
We need to worry that we will use all the states that we're now going through as states for progress, as a springboard for a higher state, that we are more connected, more understanding where it comes from, that it's from the good that does good, that advances us, and that we need to learn the good thing from its opposite, which is a bad thing, and so on. Look at all the excerpts now before us, how we begin to understand how the Creator advances us in more advanced, higher spiritual degrees. It will be a lot sharper, a lot more spicy, and demand of us to truly be in a unique state. Today, yes, it passes over me, let's say, and a bit over you, as some echo that feeds back. But later on, it will be revealed to each and every one in all sorts of manners. And thus, we need to be prepared for this, that evil things will be revealed against the good things, in contrast to the good things, and we need nonetheless to bring them closer to the same upper source. Only politics or politicians are using this.
The inner response of the Kabbalist, this embrace that he has within, does it neutralize the external obstruction? Does it change it?
No. All these things come from the Creator. And thus, it cannot be here that it's not worthwhile to relate to all those who put us down and talk about us. It's not worthwhile relating to them, because if I understand that it comes from the upper force, then I need to relate to him. To him. And it won't help me to come to some agreements on the corporeal level with some people. It doesn't work.
The inner relation, does it affect the outer relation, the way that they are responding to me?
Could be yes, could be no, but again, because it passes through the upper system, that it decides what's good for me.
Another question, Rav. How to understand that the disturbance comes opposite the connection? Because the disturbance is unrelated. Like you said, it could be food, family, sex. It doesn't come opposite the connection between us, which is actually the place of the disturbance.
It doesn't come in this manner because we don't see and we don't understand this. But ultimately, it comes against the connection between us, from between us to the Creator.
An external, an individual obstruction that comes to me, this is because I'm not connected enough with the friends?
That you are in the society, and so it influences through you to the society. But it's good. It strengthens us very much. I would pay them even more, however much it costs them, that they shall do it more and more.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's seemingly external blows that I feel in this upper love, and that it comes in order to strengthen us. And whoever will go, will go. Whoever will remain, remains. But whoever remains will already be in a higher degree.
What is this thing that there is no bed in the world? How can it be?
Because there is none else besides him.
But you feel it. So what does it mean there is no bed?
So this evil appears before us in order that we will change ourselves. And to this extent, we turn this bad into good, meaning we begin to see good in it. The evil exists only to the extent that I need to invert myself. From egoism to altruism, let's say. From reception to bestowal. Then the evil stops to exist. Then, is it evil? It's not evil. It comes in order to help me to change to good.
It's bad in relation to what?
It's evil in relation to my ego only. It's bad in relation to my ego only.
Okay, so when you feel bad, then where, what is its point to that at this point I'm not connected to the Creator, I'm not in adhesion with the Creator, or...
You cannot locate this point that you're tied or not tied, but it's clear because you are still not tied in a few points to the Creator, and then comes this bad sensation and it shows you where you're still not connected. More or less, somehow. But, you know, it shows you that you still have what to connect, to correct.
Okay, if I may ask a question about this exercise that he whom the Creator loves, he admonishes. What exactly is this, the admonishing? What's the proof, I guess, the Creator is expecting from us?
The Creator wants to receive from us only the correct response, that we understand that everything comes from Him, there is none else besides Him, and everything is for our benefit, in order that we will learn how we need to be connected between us and to Him, and that when we will, and that we shall bless Him on the bad, just like the good.
So what is the admonishing? In Hebrew it also means proving. How do we prove to the Creator we love Him?
Because we continue on the same path, and even in more pace, greater pace, and the evil comes only in order to bring us closer to one another and to the Creator, to advance us even more, to sharpen our senses. Look what Kabbalists write to us in all the excerpts. And also from what we see in history, that thousands of years the, all sorts would come up against us to destroy us and so on. And it's all in order that we will get stronger in connection and to the they're talking about it. You don't need a lot of matters here. It's very simple. There is none else besides Him, the good that does good. What comes to us according to our desire, His good that does good in an opposite manner. So I also need to make an inversion, what I receive from Him, to see good in it. And that's how I need to advance in my life. I advance to the Creator, even that I feel along the path, seemingly negative responses, until I turn them into good.
So if someone comes to harm me, to harm the thing that is most precious for me in life, shouldn't I respond to him at all?
No, what for? He has no idea what he's doing. He has zero chances of understanding. He's like, his heart and mind are clogged. He has zero chances of understanding whatsoever. And really, this is what we've seen throughout the generations. This is how Kabbalists behaved toward all those who slandered them. To the contrary, it helps you advance.
But this contradicts the fact that on the one hand, you know, on the other hand, they say if he comes to kill you, you have to respond. You always have to respond. And now you are saying that your response is actually strengthening your connection with the Creator even more.
He's not coming to kill you. If he's really coming to kill you, then yes, you need to get up and kill him first. It's written in the Torah, you have to. But it's not necessarily that this is how it is. By accepting that which is poured on you, and through that you connect to the Creator, by that you perform a correction over everyone. And also, all those slanderers will die in their slandering and will resurrect and
תודה רבה, בוקר טוב. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. If a Kabbalist is in a state where he sees in every place none else besides him, how does he advance?
He's advancing toward none else besides him through the different disturbances that the Creator sends him.
But how can he correct himself if he doesn't ascribe anything to himself?
But after the Creator sends him this disturbance, he takes a step forward in order to adhere to none else besides him upon that disturbance. And again, the Creator then sends him a disturbance, and by that, again, he moves forward in order to adhere to none else besides him. But once he gets a disturbance, he feels that he's disconnected from the Creator. He does work. He adheres to him, and then the Creator again sends him a disturbance. Man, this is life. Day and night.
What does a Kabbalist need to feel of a sin as far as a Kabbalist?
Being disconnected from the Creator, that's all there is. Disconnection from the Creator, we also have excerpts about it.
That I am disconnected from the Creator or the Creator is disconnecting me?
Doesn't matter. Right now your situation is that you're disconnected from the Creator, then that means that you are in sin.
And what am I asking for the sin?
What can I tell you? What do you ask for once you're disconnected? Don't you understand? You need to ask for connection.
I'm asking if I should be sorry about this or...
No, be joyous about being disconnected. What are you asking?
So that's my question. If I ascribe everything to the Creator, then...
You have to regret the Creator pushing you away, rejecting you. This is something that you do need to regret, that you're currently disconnected. Of course, you can say there's none else besides him. The Creator did it. But why? I don't know. But I'm disconnected, so I'm in sorrow.
To shift to such a scrutiny that the Creator did that to me.
Meaning, in each and every moment, you need to calibrate, keep, direct yourself toward the Creator, performing half of the action, and you perform the other half. That's it. Let it be arranged this way in the meantime, that the Creator begins creation and you correct it in each and every moment that you are at to.
Bara Sulam writes, "And you have made me behind it before. The whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject. And all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation."
That we always have two opposites in the same subject. And this is how we always need to see it. That if we connect them together, then we discover a whole and complete thing. And if not, then some one thing is revealed against another.
Number 3. In spirituality, it is known that they are as a seal and imprint, where each degree is sealed by its upper degree. And the conduct of seals and imprints is that they are always opposites. The imprint is always opposite from the seal.
And that's why we need to understand that our way consists always of opposite forms that are revealed one upon the other. And we need to have patience and to acknowledge and understand that that's how it's supposed to be. right, left, left, right. Night, day, day, night. And these things in spirituality are true opposites. Once it comes from the side of the Kli, and once it comes from the side of the light. So let's learn how to correctly relate to it. Three again.
Three. In spirituality, it is known that they are a seal and imprint, where each degree is sealed by its upper degree, and the conduct of seals and imprints is that they are always opposites. The imprint is always opposite from the seal.
Right, and therefore the Creator has no choice, He has no other way to convey to us all of His forms, but by making an opposite of Himself, an opposite copy of Himself in our substance directly, and the opposite, and again, until we put all of these together into one attitude of the good that does good to the good and the bad, and the darkness shall shine as light, and everything shall...
Four. The whole difficulty in serving him is that in the worker, there are always two opposites in the same carrier. That his uniqueness is simple, but must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, two opposite forms are immediately created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and soul as two carriers. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one. Meaning as one carrier. For this reason, spiritual attainment is as difficult for him as two opposites that cannot properly clothe in one carrier. It is similar to the binding of Isaac. When the Creator said to Abraham, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called to you." And the Creator said to him, "And offer him there for a burnt offering." From the perspective of the Creator, it is as it is written, "I, the Lord, do not change." But in the perspective of the receiver, they are opposites.
And by reaching a state where light and darkness, all these opposites, become one thing because we attribute them to the Creator, to one root, then in that we start attaining that these two opposites and everything that becomes revealed bring us to their root, which is one, the Creator.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash. One has room for two opposite qualities. On one hand, he is regarded as complete, which is the right, chesed, happy with his share. He can praise and thank the Creator for letting him into a place of Torah and good deeds. On the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for remaining outside of the work of the Creator because everything was built on the basis of self-love. At that time, the person is called complete, and otherwise he is not considered man. Because if he sees his deficiencies, he will soon run from the quality of the right as well. But once he has seen his bad state, and yet reinforces himself above reason, that he has wholeness. And the sign of this is that he can thank the Creator for this, then he is called complete. I'll continue. Six. As soon as the creature is created, he consists of two opposites. One, vessels of reception, and two, vessels of bestowal. There's no greater oppositeness than this. These two opposites come in one carrier, but one at a time. And it seems as though there is a middle line that contains both of them. One, the will to receive. Two, the will to bestow. The middle line contains both of them, and when the will to receive is included in the will to bestow, called receiving in order to bestow. It follows that the two forces are included in the middle line, meaning reception and bestowal together. Yes, excerpt number 7. In each and every movement in his work, there are two opposites in the same carrier. As I have elaborated in previous letters, as the receiver consists of body and soul, which are opposites. Hence, in each attainment, great or small, he makes two opposite forms. There are two concepts in the work of the Creator. One, prayer and plea. Two, praise and gratitude. Naturally, both must be at the highest. To complete the prayer, a person must feel the Creator's closeness to him as mandatory, like an organ that is hanging loosely. For then, he can complain and pour out his heart before him. But opposite that, regarding the complete praise and gratitude, a person must feel the Creator's closeness to him as an addition, a supplement, as something that does not belong to him at all. For what is man that you should know him, the son of man that you should think of him? Then he can certainly give complete praise and gratitude to his great name for choosing him from among all those who are standing ready to serve the Creator. It is great work for the complex man to be completed in both those opposites, so they are set in his heart forever at the same time.
This is...
Nine. Excerpt 9 from Rabash. A person should know that he must feel what is darkness, or he will not be able to enjoy the light. Since in anything that a person wants to taste any flavor, whenever it is worth using, he must learn one from the other. As it is written, as the advantage of the light out of darkness. Likewise, a person cannot enjoy rest unless he knows what is fatigue. For this reason, a person must go through a process of ascents and descents. However, he must not be impressed by the descents. Instead, he should exert not to escape the campaign. For this reason, although during the work he must know that they are two things, at the end of the work, he sees that light and darkness are as two legs that lead a person to the goal. Ten from Zohar. For all. There's no light except that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when the side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together. And later, depart to the good. And there's no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases, and this is complete work.
Honor,
yes, please,
is something that stops the body, and to that extent, it harms the soul. Hence, all the righteous who became famous and respected, it was a punishment. But the great righteous, when the Creator does not want them to lose by being famous and righteous, the Creator guards them from being honored so as not to harm their souls. Hence, to the extent that they're honored on the one hand, on the other hand, they're faced with dissenters who degrade them with all kinds of degradations to the extent that creates an equal weight to the honor given to a righteous. To that very extent, the other side gives disgrace.
That is
our child without explaining why.
No, there's an explanation. The Kabbalist explained to you to what extent the Creator punishes you, and it's not a punishment. It's correction.
But if I don't understand this correction, how am I supposed to work with it?
You need to hear what the Kabbalists say and to try to nevertheless see where you are as all being corrections. It's all corrections. There's even such an article.
5-8.
From the place of our connection, what's the difference between your personal pride being hurt, the friend's pride being hurt, and the Rav's pride being hurt?
Well, of course there's a difference, but nevertheless we need to understand that it is all revealed only to the measure of corruption between us. Only to the extent in what's broken between us. Hence, we need to understand that this all comes so that we will connect.
Mak Israel, what determines the intensity of the blows coming from the Creator that advance us?
We don't know. What the Creator chooses, He does. Sometimes from 20 years ago, He's preparing the blow, and after 20 years, it's being revealed, and then we understand what's happening. We don't know. This happens only in what's connected and dependent on the correction of the soul. Only towards the soul we can reveal the extent in which the Creator is arranging things for us. Therefore, we don't understand why the blows are there, why specifically these, why in this style, and where it comes from, etc. We don't understand, but it's all aimed towards the correction of the soul that needs to now be revealed.
Moscow 18.
Moscow 18, how, instead of being afraid of getting disturbances and trying to escape them, can we be afraid of being ashamed toward the Creator because we're not using the disturbances for this purpose that He has given to us for?
This needs to be the atmosphere in the tent, that we're going to correct everything only through overcoming in connection between us.
Mark 15. How to thank the Creator.
In simple words, with our open heart.
Asia. What is correct criticism in our work? A judge has only what his eyes see, so what, we need to switch eyes or keep them or what?
The correct scrutiny for our work is daily examination of how we are closer between us and the Creator. That's the correct scrutiny.
Miguel, Latin 7. Should we ask the Creator to cause us to love the bad that we feel in order to come near Him?
Yes, of course. Getting closer to the Creator is the safest care.
PT 30. There's fear of saying about the Creator that He's bad. How should one relate to this kind of fear? Should one overcome it?
Simply wait until we correct our vessels and are able to, in all the things that they come out of the Creator only, and that they all come out for our benefit.
Mark 17, how can I understand that I moved away from the Creator?
According to the extent in which you scrutinize all of creation and the Creator, over all the friends and the Creator.
PT 27, last question. A Kabbalist already achieved adhesion with the Creator. How does he still sin in being separated from Him?
He didn't reach the end of correction yet, so therefore it's written, don't believe in yourself to the day of your death, until the will to receive dies, until it is completely corrected in order to bestow. So don't believe in yourself that only good things will happen to you. You can still fall. The question, how
to bear the blow from the Creator, with whom? How do you sustain it?
Only by being connected to the surrounding, to my environment. Otherwise, I cannot withstand anything. I have to, first of all, be concerned with my connection with the environment. And then after that, from that, we can come to all kinds of decisions and even find them and succeed in them. And specifically, the blows a person receives, first of all, he needs to examine how it obligates him in the society, how it obligates him to be in the society. And then from that, he will come to good changes. You will see this. There's no such thing that you're seeing now on me, on the environment. Each and every one of us will have to go through to some extent, even in a minute way. It'll happen, and this is how we will advance. And we will.
Conclude, summarize this lesson.
How do I summarize the lesson? That we talked about how to relate to external disturbances, that they only come from the Creator. Do not ascribe them to organizations and to people through which they appear. Yes? Because there are many ways to the Creator, and there are many ways to the other side, to the Sitra Acha. So we need to see these only as opportunities to connect and to strengthen. and how through several steps that are quicker we will reach the end of correction. In the world there is no force of evil, only the force of good, which towards us is revealed as either good or bad, so that we will grow. But in truth, the care comes from the Creator, from the good that does good, which is an absolute love towards us. And we need to try to be in His world only in a good feeling. Okay? Wonderful. So all the best to you, and I hope you will understand correctly where we are and how we grow, and that we need to ascribe it all to the upper force and all these forces of separation. What can you do with them? Let them die. We will go towards corrections. Yes, Dudi.
One more question I just got. Should we read the slander against us?
I don't want to read it, and also Rabash writes that he doesn't want to belong to it because he doesn't want to integrate with their thoughts. You remember? He writes something like that.
Letter 8, I think, about the mixed multitude.
Therefore, I don't think anything about that. I don't even want to think badly about them, yes? Because I understand that it comes from above, from the Creator, and I have no point in that. I need from all these things to see how I am advancing towards the goal. That's it. And it advances me to the goal much more than anything else. So we need to just thank the Creator for spinning things this way, that our haters have a lot of money and forces, pressure, that through their work they can advance.